And we want to continue the discussion with Michael Gapin, Barclays chief U.S. economist. Michael, great to see you here. Always great to see you, especially on Fed Day. This is arguably a somewhat hawkish report, but we're seeing risk markets rally. What are you making of this?
Well, thank you for having me on. It is always fun to do this on Fed Day. I think probably what the market is reacting to is the cumulative number of hikes that are in the median, 3, 3, and 2, so only 8. So leaving the funds rate short of where most on the committee think is neutral by the end of 2024. Perhaps the concern was that the Fed felt it was far enough behind inflation that it would need to put the terminal rate above the neutral rate, over-tighten to bleed out some inflation and inflation expectations, which would have been a negative for risk assets. So if I had to guess, it's probably more about the terminal rate than it is about the pace of hikes between now and 2024.
Michael, for investors, if we're looking from now until the next meeting in March when we get the revision of the summary of economic projections, in real world terms over the next 3 months, what does the tapering speed up mean for me as an investor?
I think that the way that I would frame that is that the Fed said coming out of its November meeting, it said this in the minutes, it said risk management is now the guiding principle in the conduct of policy. So tapering isn't so much about whether we buy a few hundred billion more or a few hundred billion less. The Fed's already purchased about $5 trillion in securities. That's rounding error on what the Fed holds. I think it says something about the Fed's willingness to move to rate hikes. So I think in a risk management world where we're responding to risks around inflation as much as where inflation is currently, tapering faster says something about a willingness to move to rate hikes. And I think that's how investors need to absorb it. It's not so much about whether we're buying, you know, whether purchases finish in mid-March or mid-May. I think it's more about the willingness and the desire to remove accommodation going forward.
Would that mean liftoff in March?
Well, that is actually our baseline. We were coming into this meeting thinking 3 hikes next year and a hike in March. So the statement actually leans in the outcome today so far leans in the direction that we're thinking. Certainly the Fed could get in 3 hikes, hiking in June, September, and December, so it's not obvious that it has to be March. But read what the statement says. The statement reads as if the Fed has already declared that it's met its inflation mandate. It says inflation's running well above 2, and the unemployment rate has fallen, and when the unemployment rate reaches maximum employment, then we're going to lift off. So that could very well be March. The unemployment rate is 4.2. The statement says it has fallen substantially in recent months. So we suspect if that progress continues, the Fed could find itself in a position where a March liftoff becomes appropriate.
This is certainly, a big pivot from the September decision that came out. And so I'm wondering, how careful does Fed Chair Powell have to be in his comments coming up in a little bit to make sure that he navigates this just right?
I think the way that I respond to it, you're exactly right. It's been a very big pivot. It's even been a big pivot since the November meeting. Remember, he was doubling down on transitory at the November meeting. So in just a few short weeks, it's been a big change. So the way I would say it is this. The Fed is willing to surprise markets on cuts or easing policy. It doesn't want to surprise when it's tightening. So what it and faster runoff and obviously pulling in the dot plot is a form of tightening. So the Fed was clear. He was very clear in his messaging in front of Congress. He repeated it. I suspect you will hear him repeat that today. So today is all about, in my mind, completing that hard pivot and coming out of today's meeting, sending the message, we think we're there on inflation already. It's about waiting till the labor market gets to full employment. We're ready to transition from tapering to rate hikes next year. And in the market, as I think your prior guest said, the market's already pricing a lot of this in. So this is really mm-hmm. the Fed coming around to where the market is. And I think the chair shouldn't leave wiggle room. He should complete the pivot today when he speaks at the press conference. Yes, Omicron's a concern. Yes, there's uncertainty. But I would say don't back away. Just deliver the message. The market is already there. And then I think things will be fine. And you can wait to see how the economy evolves.
And Michael, we're talking about 2022, but we don't even know what the composition of the Fed is exactly going to be.
Good
we know
point.
Chair Powell is going to remain the chair, but we have another a number of Fed officials, some of whom are leaving under inauspicious circumstances. What does leadership look like at the Fed next year? And what kind of a headwind is it, the fact that we don't know exactly who's going to be at these meetings sometimes?
Yeah, that's obviously there's a lot of turnover, and you make a very good point. I would just remind people that dissents within the Board of Governors are rare. So if it is indeed Powell delivering this message, and this is the course in which the chair wants to go, the chair and the vice chair, Powell and presumably Brainard, will both be confirmed. If this is the direction the leadership wants to go, I would suspect the new appointees, particularly on the board, would support it. So I'm less concerned about that, but you're right, the names are going to change, and we need to hear and see where those people are. But this seems to be a clear shift, a clear pivot, and I would say the divisions within the committee have now been resolved in the direction of removing policy accommodation sooner than later. So I think the trajectory is there, and we should listen to that.
All right, Michael Gapin, Barclays chief U.S. economist, thank you so much for your time today on Fed Day.